Now time for another live report here on 106.5 WKDZ.
We're at H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkins. It is Pancake Day, and a special Pancake Day this year in celebration of Mr. Ross Morgan, who is, I understand, Ross, somebody said you decided to retire.
My wife decided we might do that, so it's normal. Your wife makes good decisions.
Tell me about you and how many you put your entire life been dedicated to this industry and this and agriculture.
I got out of high school, worked 2 years at Frosty Morning, Clarksville, Tennessee, and came to Hopkinsville, went to work at H&R Input Company, and I've been there ever since.
I essentially had the chance to buy H&R Implement Company and ran that for many years, you and your son Jeff, and now you and Wayne partnered a few years ago, too.
Yes. Actually, we bought the H&R from my wife's father, Dalton Hancock, and when he retired. And then later we put these two businesses together with Wayne, with H&R and AgriPower, became H&R, AgriChem. Yes, that's right, H&R AgriPower. And we merged that together, and it's been together ever since.
I think a great partnership because you guys have been great partners for many years in this business. Tell us a little bit about you. Why get into the implement business years ago from your father-in-law?
I'm sorry.
What got you into the implement business years ago from your father-in-law when you started out?
Well, I came to Hopkinsville, and it was actually he had bought half the business from Raider. H&R was for Hancock and Raider, and he needed some help there, and it was an opportunity for me. So it was an opportunity that I took advantage of. But Raiders had been partners prior to that. They're great people.
Talk about this partnership with Wayne Hunt. You guys partnered and merged the two together several years ago to make H&R AgriPower. Talk about that partnership and merger. What went into that?
Well, of course, the two companies. Wayne already had a implement company. He had a location here in Hopkinsville and one in Russellville. And H&R had one location. So it made sense at that time to put those two together. And, of course, it's grown since then to multiple locations. And we're an ESOP today. The employees actually own this company today. And it's a great, great move for the employees. They benefited from that. I think all of them that you talk to will tell you they appreciate the ESOP.
You know, you see smiles on all the employees' faces here today. They love Pancake Day because they get to work with and help and do things for their customers.
They do, and Pancake Day goes back to the old International Harvester Company. You may have heard that story. I can repeat that.
Yes, if you tell it, yes.
Surely. In those days, their territory managers were called blockmen, and they drove an old panel truck as their company vehicle. And on Pancake Day, they would put a PA system in the vehicle and go out through the countryside and announce the Pancake Day. And the people would come in to eat, and the blockmen actually did the cooking. And so when we put this together and decided to start having Pancake Day again, we said, let's call it Pancake Day, and it's still Pancake Day. This tradition is older than Wayne or me.
Wow, I never heard that story. I never heard about. Yeah. I knew it was about pretty old, but I never heard how that started out. So talk about some of the things in the implement business. Wayne and I were talking earlier about you, and he said Ross has such a technical mind as far as knowing all the things that you need to know in this business. Tell me about some of the things you worked on over the years since you've been working in the implement business.
Well, one of the things that I might talk about today is this is an innovative area. We all know about Mr. Harry Young. He was the father of no-till. Wesley Hunt he was always out in the field doing things different, checking. He and I were working on a different planter setup that we built one model of. Eugene Keaton over in Todd County built the first seed meter that deer used. That was his, and of course later he did some other things, but a lot of innovations have come out of this area. That's just a few of them, and we've enjoyed that, and it was always a challenge. You enjoyed doing it. On one occasion I spent too much money trying to get a patent, And my wife convinced me that I was a salesman, not an engineer. And your wife is always right. So, but yeah, I've enjoyed that. But then, this is an innovative area with Mr. Keaton and Howard Martin, that's still in business today. Billy Joe Miles reached way out of this area. He brought some people in here from England. Phil Needham is one of those, and that's of course has improved our wheat yield tremendously. And and then the farmers here will accept innovation. I've always wondered why that was. Everybody benefited, and the business people like us benefited from having these innovative farmers that would accept innovation. It's helped the entire community.
Fantastic. Of course, you guys get back with Pancake Day, which is always wonderful. But for you and your career in agriculture, you've had 58 years you've been in agriculture, is that right?
Yes, yes.
What's agriculture really meant to you and your life, Ross?
Well, of course, I grew up on a farm. I was a farm boy, but not anything the size of this area. I grew up in Bumps Mills, Tennessee, not too far from here. That's still home. I still have relatives that live in the area. It's of course, was a living. It's a lifestyle. It's family oriented. Family's still important, and it goes on.
Sure. You love the people you work with. I mean, you've met so many people. Worked with so many people. I always said at the Farm Machinery Show, Wayne Hunt and Ross Morgan are rock stars because everybody wants to talk to you when you're there.
Well, I'm not sure about that. You're very kind, but we talk about our work family. And the work family is will spend more time with us than our regular family. And you can tell when these people are talking with each other that there's a relationship there. And that doesn't change. We're family. And like a family, you know, you don't always get along. You'll have a little spat and then it's over. But this business is a family, and it is today. You can see these people here when they communicate. That you can tell that camaraderie is there, and that's what you want.
Congratulations on your retirement, 58 years. What a great impact you've had over the years. And
thank you.
I hope you enjoy some time in retirement with your wife. I know you guys are getting ready to travel some.
We're planning on that, yes. But she's also got a to-do list for me.
All those things you didn't get done over the years, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
We're at H&R AgriPower Pancake Day. You guys are serving pancakes up until noon. They don't let you and Wayne back behind the grill anymore, do they?
That would be a risk they don't need to take.
Come on out and say congratulations to Mr. Ross Morgan. 58 years. He's retired, officially retired first of year. And let this crew say thank you here at H&R AgriPower at Eagle Way Bypass in Hopkinsville. We're on 106.5 WKDC.